Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. Super easy for every 49er fan to pick a side on should they have paid Brock. But that conversation to this point has largely been about, I think Brock's good enough, or I don't think Brock's good enough, right? That's kind of how, you shouldn't have paid him 53 because he's good, but he's not 53 good. I hear that a lot. He's 40. He's not 53. I don't even know necessarily why, like to me, I'm like, I don't know why that matters. Like, I get it. You think that you can go get other players.
Right.
The Niners are brilliant at manipulating the cap. So, like, I don't, that if you think he's 40, then let him be 53. Like, I don't think that.
Try that at a gas station where you pull in and it's 419 for regular, and you're like, you know what? I think it should be 349. Well, gas is 419, bro. And so, if you want a gallon, you're going to get a gallon. If you want a quarterback, you're going to get a quarterback, and it's 53.
Great comp. Great comp. Yeah. I want to ask it in a new way, though. Did the 49ers overpay Brock, not because you think Brock's not good enough, did they overpay Brock because they shouldn't have paid anyone? Anyone. It feels to me like you were insinuating that earlier this week. I don't know if you were playing a role or what, how you actually feel, because to me, the answer is unequivocally yes, and it's not because of my massive, overblown 95-7 the game man crush on Brock.
It's pretty syrupy.
It's not that.
Right.
It's that I don't think that you can rent.
Well, I mean,
every year. You have to buy at some point. You can't always rent. You're going to get burned at some point.
Maybe.
That's my feeling.
Well,
my feeling is that you can't just do it every year because you're going to get yourself in one of a few different negative spots. Even those of you who would like to use the current situation as some sort of evidence to point, which is to say, look, you can win with Mac Jones. Great. Let's play that out. Mac Jones plays the rest of the year. The Niners become a playoff team. Forget if they win playoff games, but they win a division with Mac Jones. What does Mac do next year? He holds out. He holds out because he wants to be paid. He would be in a contract year and he would hold out if you want him to be your starting quarterback. So that's my point. My point is at a certain point, you do have to find somebody you like and then stick and stay, or else you're doing it every year. I find that to be unrealistic. The other side to that, though, is I will sit here and admit that you can look around the league, as we started off the show talking about, and see all the quarterbacks who suddenly look good when they end up in good systems. And so that sort of makes me lean in the direction of, this isn't as much about the quarterback as maybe we all think it is.
It is about the system, and it always has been, but this is the way I'm going to answer this hypothetical, Cole, because when you paid Brock, I think it was, in April
May.
Or May?
It was in May.
Fine. Whenever it was, you hadn't yet seen Mac Jones do what he's done, which is better than even I would have thought. I thought Mac Jones could be a good backup. He's been better than that. Many people are calling him the best backup in football. And whether or not that's the case or a small sample, they're 3-0, whatever you want to look at, you didn't know in May when you gave Brock the money that Mac Jones would come out and win his first three games right. as a backup. So that for me becomes the hard part about this, because if you knew in May that Mac Jones would be this good, well, then maybe you don't pay Brock Purdy, or maybe you go about it in a different way. But you had no idea that, and you had already signed Mac Jones at that point. You signed him in March, but you didn't know that Mac would come in and fit like this and be this good. Even Kyle Shanahan, I bet, didn't even think that this would happen.
I still don't know what you know, quote unquote, no. You know what I mean?
You know that he's able to win games in your system. That's what you know. Like, he's played three games as a starter and he's won all three. So that
right.
you know.
But that's a tremendously small sample to make a big decision.
It is, but you made the similar decision with Jimmy Garoppolo when he came in and he won his first five, and then that offseason you gave him the biggest contract ever.
I would argue the 49ers made that decision prior to even acquiring Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo, he had already been seen in the league.
Mac Jones has been seen.
No, I understand that, but they didn't use draft capital to acquire Mac Jones. They signed him as a backup for very little money NFL-wise. Jimmy Garoppolo was a Halloween trade that included draft capital.
Second rounder,
I believe, right? So that at that point, to me, you're already deciding, I think we want this player to be our starting quarterback. And so they make a move on him, then he comes in, then he plays well, and you win a bunch of games. So now you're in that situation, and you did that. Small sample, but it was more than three. I think, what was it, six, whatever?
Yeah, something like that, five, I think.
You know, you're like already further down the road. You've traded for this player. You want him to be your starting quarterback. Mac Jones is acquired in a much different way. You don't want him to be your starting quarterback, in fact. You're brought in for a completely different job. Like, here would be my comp. When Brock Purdy entered for the 49ers, you sure as hell didn't know if he would win games in your system. So 2.5 weeks later, they're 3-0. Were you at that point ready to be like, Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy can consistently win games in our system. I don't think you were, and those games were blowout victories with lots of points.
Yeah, in fact, I was, as I remember.
Were you?
Yeah,
you were ready for long term?
I was not thinking $265 million, but I thought, this guy's the starter, and let's see how far this goes.
He was the starter because the other two were hurt.
But
I mean, stick and stay.
Well, you didn't even know that until really going into last year. And then after last year, you still had some people thinking, well, that was a regression. So maybe two years ago was the anomaly. And maybe this is really who he is. And the durability questions now for some are real and they're a thing. And so I don't know. For me, it's not as easy as if you went back to May, what would you do? Because you didn't know that Mac would be this. But I do think the bigger question is what you're talking about. If you have a really good system and a really good structure, then maybe you don't need to go out there and spend that much money on a quarterback if you've got this head coach and this play caller and this overall system.
Tony Dungy said this on With the Joes this morning. What should the Niners do with this Mac and Brock and all of this stuff?
The coach is sitting there saying, hey, I've got to do what's best for the team. I know who my guy is, and then when he's 100% and ready to go and is practiced, we probably need to put him back in. But I certainly am not going to rush that process, and I'm not going to put him in when this other quarterback is playing so well. And Mac Jones is playing outstanding football for the 49ers. So I think they should wait until Brock has had his practice time and he is ready to go and fully 100%.
Okay, and who doesn't agree with that? Like, right? Like that to me, that's
right. Well, that's circumstantial.
What do you mean?
I mean, they're 4-1. If they were 2-3, then I don't know if you'd be so patient to wait till he was 100% fully ready to go.
But I think that's his premise, is Mac is playing well. If you were 2-3, then Mac would, in theory, would not be playing well.
Well, to Greg Cosell's point from earlier, if it's Kyron Williams doesn't fumble on the goal line, how do we feel about Mac Jones?
Nobody wants to get into that.
Right, and the reality is the reality, which is you're 4-1, but you are 3 or 4 plays away from being 1-4. And I mean, I guess you could be 0-5. I really don't see that. But let's just play with, you could be 1-4. And you'd be thinking about, like, Brock Purdy. Like, Dude, tape it up and get out there.
See, but to me, that's what goes back to your previous point and where I struggle with it when you say you know Mac Jones can win games in your system. Well, if Kyren Williams doesn't, if he doesn't fumble, then I don't know that we walk away going, you know Mac Jones can win games in your system. That's what I'm talking about with such an incredibly small sample, and especially at least two of your three wins are like crazy tight. Marvin Harrison catches a ball, Kyren Williams doesn't fumble. Would you say Mac Jones, quote, can definitely win games in your system?
Well, Jake Tonjes with a 50-50 lob ball, he catches that from Brock Purdy.
But Brock Purdy's in year four. We've already watched him go through two lengthy playoff runs. That's what I'm talking about. We have a much larger sample there. So the Mac Jones question to me, like, yeah, if Marvin Harrison and Kyren Williams got nothing to do with Mac, but if those two dudes would just have executed what they were supposed to do, and both of them were razor thin, then would we walk away with that same statement? Mac Jones can definitely win games in your system. I don't know.
You probably would have a different perspective, but you look at what Mac did against LA with a completely outclassed and undermanned roster, and he got you to a spot where you could win that game. And yeah, the defense came through big for you to help you preserve it. But all of this is so complimentary that, yes, Mac Jones is 3-0 as the starting quarterback of the team, but it doesn't mean that because he's 3-0 that he is on an MVP track. It's because of all the other parts on the team that have come through.
Of course. Tony Dungy then said this with regard to the role that Mac is on.
You know, with Minnesota and the Niners, and you're sitting here with two hot quarterbacks that are playing well, you don't want to take the sting away from your number one guy, but boy, you owe it to your team. If we've got a hot hand and this guy's playing well, it's hard to take him out. And so we have had those conversations. What would you do? And I think for the most part, we're saying, hey, let Mac roll as long as he's hot.
My mind goes to it. Yeah, I disagree, but my mind also goes to something else. Tony Dungy watching? Is Tony Dungy waking up early? Carson Wentz is hot? Excuse me?
They won. They beat Cleveland.
They didn't win the week before, and he was gross in the first half. And he won against Cleveland with a late drive that was a nice drive, and that was a grinder. Like, again, yes, he won. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is hot?
Well, Mac Jones is the hot hand.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Mac Jones is the hot hand.
He's hotter than Carson Wentz.
He's hotter than Brock Purdy. And
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So, and that's what Tony was saying. And, you know, him invoking Carson Wentz is, you know, I think not as appropriate as him invoking Mac Jones, who, you know, 3-0. 3-0 is a starter. So
3-0.
And his thing was, and he used the phrase, hot hand. And Tony's talking about riding the hot hand, former NFL coach. And you know, and he even said, I think you owe it to those guys in the locker room.
His previous statement, though, does not mesh with his second statement. The previous statement was all about you can the hot hand provides you the ability to wait until Brock is fully healthy. Nobody disagrees with that. I would play conservative with regard to Brock Purdy's injury. I agree with that.
Completely. At 4-1, yeah.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
idea about fully healthy is easier to do when you are 4-1.
Exactly. Kickoff show this Sunday, Lo Neal, Evan Giddings at 11 a.m. If you're looking for somewhere to watch the early games, and why wouldn't you be? How about Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale? It's fantastic. Food's great. Atmosphere is on point. Gold Rush girls are going to be there. Meet and greet, photos, autographs. Next home game's the following Sunday night. October 19th, Lo and Evan will be live from Laughing Monk at 3 p.m. Sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now, first come, first serve. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and you can sign up right now. 888-957-957 is the number. You can react to anything that we're getting into on the whole quarterback thing. We got some Warriors to get to around the corner. And I'm told, if you're good, Dibs might do a high or low for us.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
But you have to be good.
All right.
You got to behave.
Got to behave now.
You hear that, YouTube chatters?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but be nice. All right, swim, Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shut up!
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I'd like to read this. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Then we'll do some Warriors. This is not the vibe I'm trying to give off. If y'all want to talk about something, let's talk about something.
Someone coming down your road?
Well, of course. I don't care about that. I don't care about that. But I think this is, like, to me, this is a stupid way to look at it. I'm going to go ahead and say that. 408, Willard knows it all. Dungy was a coach, and you're a fan with a platform, Willard. What the hell are you? What are we doing here?
A fan with a text number. Like, Boxer and Gerson.
Let's talk it out. Have your opinion. We're right here. I've got mine. You have yours. It's all good.
Yeah.
The Niners are 4-1. Mac is doing the damn thing. I still like Brock. Some of you don't. Great. That's what we're doing here. If we're not allowed to disagree with somebody who is a coach or a player, well, then we've got a freaking problem, because I've got this. I don't know if y'all know this. The sound that you hear, I got a board in front of me.
Yeah, you do.
And it's got all of these little rectangles on it, and I can punch any one of them, and I can find former players and coaches who disagree with each other.
Right.
Because John Feliciano came on yesterday and thinks that the idea of starting anyone but Brock Purdy apparently for the next 10 years, if he's healthy, is crazy.
Well, he's going to get you two Super Bowls.
And he was literally on his team last year. Is that not credibility? Is that not credibility?
It is, but the man bought him a truck.
Whatever.
So let's just, you know.
And this came up, what was it, Ryan Clark that got all in trouble because he did the whole, like, you didn't play so you don't get an opinion thing?
Yep.
Can we collectively agree, let's not do that? I don't like that, and I bet you don't like that.
No.
I don't want this show to be like, well, I mean, you're just a fan, so what the hell do you know? I don't know. I could argue we pay all of their salaries.
What if our democracy worked that way? Like, if you didn't hold office, you don't get to vote because you were never president, so you don't get to vote. Or you were never the mayor, so you don't get to vote for mayor. I'm not trying to make it all political.
I was going
to
say, some might argue certain people in politics are actually the least credible people in the entire world.
Well, and at least when it comes time, the people who want to have an opinion, you get a vote. And that's the same thing with this topic. We're all fans, and John Feliciano's not on the Niners anymore. And so he's basically a fan. He's got more knowledge because he knows these people up close and personal. But for the rest of us, we're the paying customer. And if you go to a restaurant and you have a meal that you don't like, you're not allowed to say, hey, I didn't really like that because I was never a chef. I mean, how would that work, right?
It's kind of a fun comp.
Like, hey, how was your dinner? I'd let you know, but I was never a professional chef, so I'm not authorized to tell you what I thought of that meal.
What would Yelp do if that were the case?
Dude, they'd miss me, I'll tell you that.
They wouldn't exist. They could just respond to every comment. Well, you don't work here.
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to this, that, or the other. Yeah. It's all good, right, people? It's all good. It's all good. If you want to start Mac for the rest of the year, I'm not mad at you. I just have a different way of looking at it. In fact, I think largely the show today, what I would love to hear, does anybody think that the Niners shouldn't have done the Brock contract simply because that's not the way to build the 49ers? To me, that's much more interesting because we can sit here in the streets right now, and if we want to, and I know this is the way it works, we can get red in the face and scream, Mac, Brock, Brock, Matt, we can do that. It's going to work itself out, number one. Number two, they're pot committed. Brock Purdy is their starting quarterback. That's the guy. That's the guy. And whether that's right or wrong, that will play out over the next handful of years. The other fun thing is, in the midst of everybody yelling in the streets, the Niners are 4-1, which I stated yesterday, that's the best. They're not the best 4-1 team, but they've got the best 4-1 in the NFL because it feels like they're stealing. Everybody else who's 4-1, has their quarterback and most of their people.
Tampa would be the same sort of, we're stealing at 4-1.
I don't know.
Just the way that Atlanta let them off the hook with a kick that got missed. And
the way they've won the games. But, I mean, they've got their quarterback at least.
But they don't have their top two receivers. Yeah. And you could say Ibuka now is, but you haven't had Godwin and you haven't had Evans for a while.
Yeah, Ibuka's definitely.
You lost your running back now and you lost your left tackle. So, I mean, Tampa and the Niners are, in very many ways, mirror images in their big-time losses, and yet they're both 4-1.
Yeah. So it's stealing versus stealing. Yep. Sunday at 1. Phenomenal. How great is this? How great is this? You win games and get to scream at each other in the streets about the quarterback? I mean, who's having a more fun, better year than the San Francisco 49ers? This is a Jim Harbaugh special. Who's got it better than us? Nobody.
Well, if you were 1-4, you wouldn't be screaming at each other in the streets. You'd be screaming at Shanahan because he keeps getting his guys hurt. But because you're 4-1, the idea of him running so-and-so into the ground, it's not even a thing. And I just was looking at our Twitter feed during the break, and 95.7 The Game put out the injury report, and they quoted my daughter, and they said, in honor of Dan Dibley's daughter, I don't yike it.
No, I don't.
Because the list was like 17 names long.
It's very
long.
And
you're 4-1.
It's
a long list.
And distinguished.
Right. And also indistinguished.
That's a good point, too.
Jordan Watkins, hello, are you going to ever play?
Like, well, no. This is going to be a lost year for a rookie receiver.
Right.
The Niners have signed 18 other receivers. They've got four more coming back. I don't know. How's he going to work his way through this? It sucks. They're super excited about him. He's really good.
And the fragile little Oregon running back, too, who hasn't been able to play?
Wow, that was a death stare. Granny did not like that. He don't yike it.
Talking about Bucky Irving?
Talk about the Niners.
No, Jordan James.
Jordan James.
Listen to the show.
Keep up.
I'm cutting Greg Cosell. Excuse me.
Oh, wow. He's working for us.
Yeah, he always is. Yeah. If he's not working, he's eating his turkey sandwich, and I think we've already passed the sandwich portion of the show.
I had mine. In honor of Mark Grandy, I brought one in today, too.
Nice.
It's kind of a mini one.
And Grandy famously described to us what happens after he chews the sandwich.
What happens?
I'm not saying it again.
You know what happens.
I know. I just wanted to say
that. I did too.
All right.
Fool me one time. Shame on you. Can't be fooled again.
Is the answer dry heave? No.
I'm not Mac Jones.
Good point.
Let's go to Austin.
Pickle juice.
Let's go to Austin in San Jose. Hi, Austin. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, fellas. Good to talk to you guys again. Dibs. Man, it's great to talk to you. I'm glad we were able to get past our differences, so I just wanted to call and say hello to you guys. That's all.
Yeah, what's up, Austin?
Listen, regarding the whole Willard, I think I could be a little bit more subjective because I'm not a Niner fan, but I'm a Commanders fan and all that stuff and Jaden Daniels and yeah.
I like your quarterback. Yeah, okay.
But I thought Mariota was going to be a decent backup, but he kind of hiccuped a little bit. But I think he's still a decent backup. But listen, I wanted to kind of Willard challenge you a little bit on the. I think the contract is really the issue because if you looked at it just in terms of, let's say the contract didn't exist. Now, I actually thought that the Niners missed an opportunity. They could have gone out and gotten Darnold. They could have gone out and gotten Justin Fields. And you could have said, well, yeah, they're not as good as Brock, but at least, and they could have still got Mac Jones, by the way. They could have had that scenario plus Mac Jones. Now, you'd be in a better position to say, okay, let's compete. Let's not worry about, we already paid this dude $53 million a year, which I feel like, Willard, you're kind of – I know you're not, but it feels like you're trying to – you want to justify Brock being the guy organizationally because of the contract. And I think that's really the issue.
Austin, hold – pause. Most definitely not. And you know that because you know exactly what I've been saying about Brock Purdy well before he got paid. I'm not trying to justify anything. It's not my money. I happen to think he's a good player. If you think that makes me crazy, great. Great. Have that opinion. You like Justin Fields. He's 0-5, and the Niners think he sucks. They thought he sucked when they went into the draft. That was the one guy they definitely did not want to take. So, you know, like we can all see it the way we see it. Like, can I ask you that, Austin? Why do you like Justin Fields?
Oh, because it's a system. I think you guys went on – kind of at length early on in the car. I was listening in the car. You talked about the system. I think that there's validity to that because you could put Justin Fields in this system. Sam Darnold, I think, could do equally. I think the question is now that we've got this contract, how much better, and I know you don't want to go here, Willard, but how much better is Brock than Mac Jones? And I think if you looked at Jaden Daniels, let's extrapolate. Jaden Daniels versus Mariota, there's no question about who's the best quarterback. I think it's a lot closer conversation with Mac Jones and Brock, and you've got a $53 million a year commitment to Brock.
Right.
I think that's really the question. Well, that's really where it's different to me, Willard. Okay, I don't know if you agree or not, buddy.
Well, I'll agree with you that the gap between, I guess we're saying Mac versus Brock is smaller than the gap between Mariota and Jaden Daniels. Was that your example?
Yes.
I'll agree with you there. The way I sort of said it, and again, I'm not bothered by $53 million. As Dibbs said, when you drive into the gas station, it costs what it costs. You don't get to negotiate it. And this is what a starting quarterback costs largely, give or take, if you want to keep one. So the question for me is Brock Purdy $45 million better than Mac Jones? Or if you could have gotten Mac for, let's say he, I don't know, wins the rest of the games this year and you could get him next year, or Sam's better example. You know what I mean? You can get a guy like that for 30. or 40, as opposed to getting Brock for 53. As a fan, I want the best guy, and I'm willing to pay for that, even if he's only a tick better. And if you're asking me if I think if he's a tick better than Mac Jones, I absolutely do. Time will tell how much better, but if there's any gap at all, I want the better player. That's the way I look at it.
Well, the final thing I'll say is if you didn't need to, and Parag, and I, listen, I'm not a financial guy. I was looking at the numbers. You didn't need to pay $53 million per year to get the result that you probably could have gotten paying lesser to quarterbacks that are very close to Brock. That's my final point. Okay?
Like who?
But I appreciate the time, guys.
Yeah, like who?
Thanks, Austin.
I just told you, Darnold. I mean, I think he should get you there. I think he's as good as Brock on any given Sunday.
And Darnold's making $35 million a year.
Austin,
somewhere
thanks.
In there.
I actually don't know what that contract he got in Seattle was. It a 3 year?
It was 300 roughly.
Something in that neighborhood.
Exactly.
Yeah,
$55 million a year, dude.
300 or 100.
Thank you. Yeah. So, could you have gotten Darnold for cheaper? Sure. Is Darnold as good as Brock Purdy in this system? He might be, but we never saw it.
Yeah, don't know.
To me, it goes to the whole idea of a bird in the hand versus two in the bush, and the bird in the hand was Brock Purdy. And if you like the bird in the hand, then you stay with it, and the cost of doing business is what you paid. Now, if you want to really roll those dice, and you want to throw them out there and say, you know what, Brock, we're not going to do this. We're not doing $53 million. We're going to go out there and, try to chase it and stopgap it. Not knowing what we know about Mac Jones, by the way, you would have had to say, you know what, we still love Mac Jones. We think we can get him, and he'll be that dude. Well, that's risky. It's probably a little bit more risky, in my opinion, than paying the guy that you already have seen and the guy who you like.
Yeah, so I like... Is Sam Darnold as good as Brock? I don't know. He might be better. We haven't seen it. But where my mind goes when you ask a question like that is to start to go, okay, hang on. Let's run out actually doing that. And this is where I think some people do get caught up. Is this isn't fantasy football. Do you know what I mean? Like Guru about 3 hours ago offered me Jordan Love for Devon Achane. So we can do that on a computer.
Yep.
That's fun. I said
wow.
No. Yeah, I said no, because running backs are too hard to find when there's 1,000 people in the league. And no, like I'm having a hard enough time getting two running backs on the field. I'm not going to give you my only good one. But we can do all of that because I don't actually know Devon, and I don't know Jordan, and I don't coach any of their teammates.
And you don't have a system.
So you're
just a guy with a fantasy team.
Run through sitting in a locker room. You have a quarterback who's already there. He's made like $3 million over 3 years. And in two of those years, you ended up at least in the NFC title game. One of them, you ended up in the Super Bowl, and you ended up in overtime. And then as he gets just ready to go and do contract negotiation year, you sign someone else. You sign someone else who has never really played games for you before. So you go get Sam Darnold for $35 million instead of Brock Purdy. And Brock is still on the team. He's still sitting there. What are you welcoming into your room? That's chaos. That's complete and total chaos. And very controversial and very, very difficult, I think, for teammates and whatnot to wrap their head around. Do you hear the way Feliciano talks about Brock? That's what that's how the teammates feel. So you're willfully walking into the room and just nuking everything that they've known for a 3 year period, all because you think, well, this guy might be better for a few less bucks.
Right. A lot less bucks.
Okay, 35 versus 52.
Sure. 3 years versus five. It's not even about the money. It's about the signal you're sending.
By the way, don't forget, you'd have to pay Sam the 35 right away this year.
Yeah.
You're not doing that with Brock.
You're paying Brock nine.
Brock's making nine.
Yep.
Sam's making 35. So the dollars and cents of it, I think I get it. It's fun. We get locked in on it. But somehow what gets lost in this is like, dude, you got to run your team. That would be very chaotic to try to pull a maneuver like that on a 49er team that had been having a lot of success.
With a guy that they seemingly really like. And, you know, John Feliciano is a good example of a guy who's played with him, and he vouches for him and he loves him. And the rest of the team, I'm sure that they're all behind Brock Purdy and what he's done and how much they've won. And that ultimately is what matters to these players. Is the quarterback good enough? Is he a good leader? And are we winning? And if those are all yeses, then they don't care how much the guy's making. Keep the guy. Keep the guy we win with. And no disrespect to Sam Darnold, because he went to Minnesota and had a great year. But, you know, you go to Seattle and he's making what he makes, and you didn't want to have him come here and make that, because basically you're saying to Brock, well, thanks for the effort, Brock, and you're going to be gone now at the end of this year. And then if Darnold doesn't work out, then you're back to square one.
Sam's a good player.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I like, Sam is one, for example, like, that was not someone that I, as a fan, gave up on after the experiences with the Jets and the Panthers. I was still like, wouldn't you love to see him not on the Jets or the Panthers? I would. Baker Mayfield, I didn't ever think it would look like this. But Baker was someone who I'm like, he can play a little bit.
Austin in San Jose brought up Justin Fields, and I think that he is a fascinating example, because if you look at just what he has done as a quarterback, he's gotten better. And he started out with Matt Nagy for a year. Then he had 2 years with the Flus, Matt Eberflus, who's a defensive-minded guy. You go to Pittsburgh with Tomlin, defensive-minded. And now you're with the Jets, Aaron Glenn, defensive-minded. So I don't think that he's yet landed in a spot where he can really thrive. Like, Darnold goes to Minnesota with a great offensive mind, a lot of talent around him, and you thrive. And so, and you and I had this Trevor Lawrence debate a couple weeks ago about Trevor, and now you see him with Liam Cohen, offensive-minded guy. Trevor's a little bit better, I think. I know this. Yeah, they're 4-1,
it's still
and
early.
They've got a lot of talent around him. And so I think about situation and, like, the complementary pieces. Justin Fields in New York with the Jets, this is not a fair way to judge him, because that team is largely a mess.
I'll buy that. At the same time, and again, when I use the word sucks, I'm going by what the Niners, like, they're, that's probably the wrong word. Their evaluation in the year that they drafted Trey Lance, that also had Justin Fields, that also had Mac Jones, I think there were a bunch of quarterbacks the Niners were somewhat comfortable with. That's why they traded up to 3, knowing that, like, you have to be comfortable with at least 3, right? I think they ended up maybe even being comfortable with 4. They would have been comfortable with Trevor. They would have been comfortable with Zach Wilson. They're comfortable with Mac Jones. Comfortable with Trey Lance. I do not think they were comfortable with Justin Fields. In fact, I know they were not comfortable with Justin Fields. And then what we've seen since then, yeah, I think the guy's got, like, he's a talented guy. Can he ever be a winning football player? Yeah, you might be right. The jury's still out. I don't think that he fits what the 49ers are trying to do, as well as some others. And by the way, the Trevor Lawrence thing that you're talking about, like, yeah, they're 4-1, and I don't want a box score dive, but Trevor Lawrence's metrics right now are no better. I'm just not that much of a fan of what I, like, he's 6 picks or 6 touchdowns, 5 picks, and his completion percentage is 60. Like, he's going to need to be better, in my opinion, for that team to really thrive over a lengthier period of time.
Yeah, and I look at what they've had, which, you know, you've had the rookie wide receiver, the second-year receiver with
Brian
a bunch
Thomas.
Of drops. Brian Thomas with, you know,
he's been better.
Major drops. He's been better of late, and anytime you're a quarterback in a new system, I allow you a certain amount of grace and time to grow, and that's where Justin Fields in New York, not a great start, but he's yet to throw an interception. His completion percentage is the highest of his career. They're 0-4.
They're 0-5, and he is not
playing. He's 0-4.
Yeah, he is not. I mean, he's barely played. Like, he's played 3 full games.
Right, exactly.
So that's we're talking about a small. Yeah.
And I do think
all
about
of this stuff is a very
the system,
small
and this is where, you know, you look at any quarterback in any system. A lot of times you need the right coach, the right play caller, the right talent around you in order to actually play as well as you possibly can. And that's where Mac Jones right now has his stock higher than it's ever been.
All right, 888-957-9570. We can continue with this. I think we do want to get to what Steve Kerr said yesterday about Jonathan Kuminga, and again, the system, if you will, which we're talking a lot about with the 49ers. And by the way, Higher or Lower today has what theme? We got a theme, right?
It's a Steph Curry theme.
Oh.
We're going to be playing off of Steph Curry's career free throw percentage, which is...
Curry!
Thank you. 91.1. 91.1%.
Feels even higher than that.
It does. It does,
I mean?
But...
Like, don't you... When he gets fouled, in your mind, don't you go, 2 points?
Almost always.
2 points.
And I don't have the number in front of me, but... The number of times where he goes to the line and misses both, that happens like 3 or 4 times a year, it seems. If that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't remember it ever.
Right.
Both?
You can miss them both. Curry!
All right, 888-957-9570. If you're on hold, stay right there. We're coming to you. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dub Nation, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Come on, Dub Nation, what are you waiting for? Download that Odyssey app now.
I like it.
Yeah, yep.
I like it. So far, I like what's coming out of Media Day.
Say it right.
What? I yike it.
I'm liking it early.
I'm liking it early.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're liking it early.
Hey, this is completely out of nowhere and out of left field. We'll go back to the phones in just a sec. And then...
I can't wait for higher or lower, because I got a couple of fun ones that are way out of left field.
I always can't wait for higher or lower.
Yep.
I got my Sharpie.
Okay.
I'll bring a Sharpie when we're going to do high or low.
Nice.
And this is a big-ass Sharpie. Look at this Sharpie.
I think you're defending champ. Is that right? I know Lucas took another bronze.
No, I think so. I think so.
Yeah, it was close, but yeah, I think Willard pulled it off.
Yeah, I think we went to the tiebreaker.
So are you and me tied, or am I ahead of you?
You might have three wins now.
I think you do.
Two?
Yep.
Wow.
And Lucas has got a lot of those orange ribbons for participation.
Hey, I got a win in there.
Yeah, you do.
Early, too.
And I like your chances today.
Lucas gets
me, too. Thank you.
Yeah, he gets to come to the team party. You get a slice of pizza, Lucas.
On the team.
Yeah.
You are Kazakhstan. Like, USA gold, China the silver. Kazakhstan got the bronze? Yeah, all right.
What are the odds, Dibs, if you had to lay it out?
Based on today's categories, it's going to be Grandy's always the favorite. Because you're my partner, and also he tends to win a lot of things. Grandy minus 130, Willard plus 125, Lucas plus 1,000.
Can I bet on Lucas?
I don't know if I have that much money on me.
I mean, just put a buck on it. What the hell?
There's enough random ones today that Lucas actually can make it happen. But that's coming up here in a little bit.
So left field. Total left field. Although 9 days from now, Bill Belichick is going to coach football here in the Bay. Maybe.
Wow. Maybe.
Maybe. His North Carolina Tar Heels will visit Cal, as we discussed yesterday with the great riverboat Ron Rivera. Check this out. Per sources.
Sources.
Yeah, per sources. And this comes from, before I read this, Lucas, who is Ollie Connolly? And why are you following this person on Twitter?
It looks like 95.7 is actually following them.
Okay.
I don't know how that happened, but he's a former NFL and college football scout.
Okay.
Recruiting analyst, and he writes for an outlet called Read Optional.
Okay, and he does, yeah.
What else can I write? Ollie Connolly.
That's a hell of a stretch.
Thank you.
He also writes for The Guardian.
You just turned
it was for you.
Ollie Connolly into All Apologies from Nirvana.
That was
a freaking 4.8.
That's narrow casting because I did that only for you. It was not broadcasting.
I didn't get it the first time you did it.
Ollie Connolly.
That's so stupid.
Thank you. So stupid. Is it Friday yet?
It's only
what is
Wednesday.
Going on? All right.
All right. Anyway,
all right.
Ollie
Sorry, Connolly. Fitz. That was for you.
Oh, my God. Per sources.
Thank you.
Per sources. Listen to this. This is crazy. This is crazy. All right. Per sources.
It was crazy.
Thank you. Bill Belichick has discussed buyout options at North Carolina.
It's been a good run.
Belichick has signaled a willingness to trigger his own $1 million buyout if he can find a soft landing with another team or in the media. Okay. 5 games. Like, my mind immediately goes to other situations. Like, this is not a buyout or a firing. This is an annulment. This hasn't even started yet. And it's been completely embarrassing. And I'm not talking about the football at all. I don't give a rip if a guy goes to college and it takes a minute, right? You've had some embarrassing losses or whatever. But has anything looked more out of place? Like, Belichick at North Carolina would look, it's kind of like, what's the movie? Is it Old School? Where Will Ferrell's going to frat parties when he's 50 years old?
Oh, yeah.
This is Bill on the college sideline. You're walking around out there with a 20-year-old girlfriend running things, losing games by 40.
Did you see this weekend where it was a mass exodus in the second quarter because they were down 47-6 or something?
Trying to think of other things that, just never got out of the gate. I'm going to really age myself. Grandy, you'll impress the hell out of me if you know this one. But Bill Belichick at North Carolina is like New Coke. Do you remember New Coke or no? You don't know
no.
New Coke? Okay.
Luke, specify, please.
Luke, Coca-Cola was a very popular beverage, and they decided that it wasn't good enough to dominate the market, and they were better than Pepsi. They came up with New Coke.
New Coke.
Which was like a twist on just what a Coca-Cola was. And it was awful.
This is what, so
when it was Magic Johnson hosting late night TV.
That's another good one. When you see it say Coca-Cola Classic, the reason it didn't used to be Coca-Cola Classic. It was just Coca-Cola. And then, as Dib said, they couldn't leave well enough alone. And they're like, we got a brand new formula. And they changed the flavor. And people, capital H, hated it.
Yep.
And so it stuck for like 3 weeks. Remember when the NBA came out with a new ball?
Yes.
And it was all slippery? The same thing here. It's just like, I love this. Dude, admit, y'all screwed up.
Yeah.
You all screwed up. So they came out with Coca-Cola Classic because within what felt like about 6 hours, they're like, never mind, yeah, we're going back. Yeah. And they called it Coca-Cola Classic. Going back to the old Coke.
That's right.
They didn't want to call it old Coke, so they called it Coca-Cola Classic.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, it's one thing when they came out with these Pepsi Zeros and all the rest of it, the no calorie, fine.
That's different.
They tried to take something that was legendary, Bill Belichick's football career.
It took it away from people.
Right. And then they tried to repurpose it into some ACC crap where their team is terrible and he clearly is not that invested in it. The CEO of the team is his 20-something-year-old lady friend? What are we doing?
The whole thing has been so awkward. So awkward. I like your Magic Johnson late night.
Yep.
New Coke. Belichick at North Carolina. Let's see. Didn't Kim Kardashian marry
Chris Humphries? That's where my mind went to.
Chris Humphries.
71 days. I just looked it up.
71. Yeah.
I don't think Bill hasn't been there for 71 days, has he?
No.
I mean, if you go back to the hiring date, I guess maybe he has.
Perhaps.
Sorry, 72 days.
Yeah. I mean, boy.
Wow. Wow. What a hot mess.
I just. And who could have possibly seen this coming? Like, well, I don't know, everybody?
Well, you didn't see this.
I didn't think it would be this quick, but I didn't think that it would work. Like, how could it? He is 73 years old.
Yeah, no, Bill Belichick.
Never having coached in college, and you're going to bring out your lady friend who
I don't think that was part of the deal when it started.
Well,
they didn't hire her.
He did?
Yeah, that came afterward.
And then you ban Patriots coaches from coming to scout your team. So if I'm on his team and I might be an NFL caliber guy, which there probably aren't many of them.
Well, and North Carolina will put some people in the league.
Fine, but the Patriots, Julius Peppers, the Patriots can't even come and scout your team because you're so mad at them. Like, this thing went south so many different ways.
Wow. Yeah, this is an all-timer. This is among the all-time gaffes in terms of, like, I mean, dare I say it, like, this is even worse than Tom Sula.
And, I mean, they had him there twice.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football.
Oh, God, that's a
and
good
I liked,
one.
I mean, at the time, I kind of liked him.
That's kind of your vibe.
I mean, Dennis is out there running material, but it's like, oh, who gave the green light to this thing?
What about the Boogermobile on Monday Night Football?
Yeah. Another one, yep. Failed
that was
experiments.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Boogermobile. I mean, it's kind of like when the Giants trotted out that crab. It's just
the
like
crazy crab.
I don't think they meant for it to get booed and have people throw stuff at it, but maybe North Carolina should try that. Give Belichick some sort of a suit and just have people throw stuff at him when he comes out.
Yeah.
I don't think his girlfriend would be up for that. But
kind of like when the A's decided to move to Vegas. Too soon? I think I might be onto something.
That got cynical.
You think? but the Sacramento portion has gone so well, right?
Oh,
I mean, it's been cynical.
Ooh.
It's not us, it's you, Ace.
No.
Or wait, it's not you, it's us. I'm sorry, I get confused.
Oh, man.
I don't hold grudges.
Ooh.
10 years later. How's that look? Dave.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this is the Anthony Rendon of college coaches.
Yep.
John, so. Why don't you try Uranus?
All right.
There is that.
All right. Well, I hope he makes it to next Friday. I was really looking forward to watching him coach. Just looking at him move up and down the sideline and have Cal score touchdowns every 3 minutes. I was looking forward to that. I hope he makes it. I hope he doesn't get bought out. Just wait till wait 10 more days, Bill, and then you can go do whatever the hell you want.
Man, they lost 38-10 to a Clemson team that's pondering buying out their coach.
Yeah.
It was the buyout bowl.
At least it's Clemson. Give me their schedule so far this year and final scores.
They beat Charlotte 20-3 in in-state battle.
Charlotte's really up a creek.
They beat Richmond 41-6, the Spiders.
Yep.
And then Central Florida got them 34-9. And then coming off a bye, you come home, and Clemson got you 38-10.
Didn't they play Baylor or something like that early? Did they play Baylor?
TCU.
TCU. That's what it was. TCU stomped them.
Oh, yeah. 48-14.
There you go.
Yep.
All right.
At home.
Wait, really quick. You read what that started this whole thing. Is Bill Belichick considering starting the buyout process?
The way it sounds.
Normally it works the other way around.
Bill would like to, he would like to leave. It's like,
and we're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's like going on a vacation and you get to the hotel and you're like, this is not what the pictures look like online.
Also, the buyout's only $1 million?
Bill Belichick has discussed buyout options with North Carolina's hierarchy. Belichick has signaled a willingness to trigger his own $1 million buyout if he can find a soft landing with another team or in the media. I would suggest, look, Bill's Bill Belichick. You run your career. I might lay low for a little while. Like, you want to join ESPN and, like, talk football? How about go away for a little while is what I would do. I know Bill has more of a personality than he lets on at the podium when he's coaching the Patriots, but I would not be... Why does he want to go to another team? What's going to happen there?
Yeah, but we're on to Cincinnati.
And the follow-up
from... They actually might be looking for a new coach pretty soon.
Ollie Connolly says, Belichick's communication with his staff in the past 2 weeks has been described as, quote, weird and distant by multiple members of the staff. Multiple coaches were unable to get a hold of him during the bye week.
His entire life is weird and distant.
From one UNC defensive assistant, quote, what we've done to these kids is, John Feliciano has a word for it, blanked up. Blanked up. Thank you, John. Appreciate you.
It still puts me in the haunted house every time you play it. You just come around the corner.
Yeah. So you're in the bye week coming off an embarrassing loss. Your assistant coaches can't reach you.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, the reason why he won't, quote, lay low is because his... lady friend.
Yeah, she probably won't allow him to answer the phone.
She wants to still be in the mix. She wants him doing things so that she can draft off of him and do her own things.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Like,
and how do you know that?
Because everything that we've seen from Bill since he and her have been together, it's, Bill, go do this interview with CBS so that I can be here in the wings and tell them what you can and can't answer. And Bill, let's go to North Carolina. You be the coach, and I'll be the CEO, because that's what we do.
You ever seen something just get so damn weird?
Super weird.
It got so weird so fast. So Bill Belichick. I mean, think of what we're talking about here.
Right.
Bill Belichick.
The hoodie.
Do your job. No nonsense. Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Sits there at a podium, grunts once a week, and then all of a sudden he gets like all fit, like he and Saban are like, whoo, waka waka waka, we're America's favorite comedy tandem, and that wasn't weird enough. Then he took a college job for a program that doesn't have a pedigree. Shows up with a 24-year-old girlfriend and has her walking up and down the sideline holding the wire. And
easy.
And no. And gatekeeping. I'm like, I've never seen one persona switch so profoundly, I think, in my entire life of watching sports.
We are exactly 1 month from Bill Belichick's team applying for trademarks for Chapel Bill. 1 month.
I can't to really the date, be a thing.
October 8th. Chapel or September 8th Bill. Is when it happened.
I mean, and did they get those trademarks? I'm sure they did.
I'm sure they're still pending.
Oh,
right?
Doesn't
it take like a year?
Chapel Bill.
Chapel Rowan, am I right?
Oh, man.
Chapel Bill. I'm trying to figure out what, in my life, what was more unbelievable, and I'm thinking about Jesse the Body Ventura becoming the governor of Minnesota. And Arnold Schwarzenegger becoming the governor of California. An Austrian bodybuilder turned actor, get to the choppa, and now he's the governor of California?
Seriously.
I mean, at least those guys stuck around for a full term. Belichick goes from maybe the greatest ever super young girlfriend. I have no problem with that.
I mean, whatever. Yeah.
But then you go to North Carolina, and then this is the way this goes? My goodness. Shocking.
Can we go back to Bill Walsh as the best coach of all time?
We're getting there.
Can we do that, please? I've had about enough of this. Chapel Bill.
Wait, so, okay, Bill Belichick says he's willing to potentially pay the school $1 million so he can leave, but only if...
Trigger his own $1 million buyout.
Yeah, because the buyout would work two ways. If the school wants to get rid of Bill before a certain time, they owe him the buyout, which is $20 million. If he, on his own accord, wants to leave,
he's got
to
pay the million.
He would have to pay $1 million. Why doesn't he just stink it up for a few more months and then they'll pay him $20 million to get him out of there?
Well, because I would hope when you're 73 years old, it's not about money. He's got plenty of money.
Well, doesn't it sound like it's about money?
He
said, I'll only pay them $1 million to leave if I can secure a nice gig elsewhere.
This is Donald Sterling's version of no, money's more important than public embarrassment. Like, dude, you're being publicly embarrassed. Don't go find a media job. Go home. Walk your dog. Like, play golf. You're in your 70s. You've made a bajillion dollars. Apparently, you found love. Go on vacation. I don't get it, but whatever. I don't get it. But Bill Walsh is the best coach of all time. Fight me.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
I just, it's absolutely dumbfounding the way that this has gone.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. It's always live in the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.